So before I begin, I want to acknowledge that this particular project is supported by two funding sources. One part is a PHTC grant through HRSA, and also the other part is through a training center grant from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health. And I have no relationships to disclose. So the Foundations for Local Public Health Practice, I am on top as the Senior Program Manager at the Public Health Institute. I am also the Teaching Assistant and Course Coordinator for the Foundations course. The Foundations course is, So the Foundations course is designed to specifically to meet the needs of the Massachusetts public health workforce by local and state public health practitioners. In Massachusetts, we have 351 cities and towns. This means we have 351 local health departments. There is no formal training program for a new public health employee, so for many, they basically learn on the job. So the course was developed to address this training need. It provides awareness level training in 11 program areas and 10 cross-cutting competencies. It also addresses the three core functions and 10 essential services of public health. Our target audience are the health inspectors, registered sanitarians, public health nurses, board of health members, basically anyone in public health in Massachusetts. Our instructors for this course are public health practitioners from the state and local level, so they have some real street cred when they teach their sessions. And most importantly, it is free to the public health workforce. So I won't list all of the competencies covered by this course, or I will quickly run out of time, but just to give you a little bit, some examples for competencies addressed are bathing beaches, swimming pools, recreational camps. We have legal issues as one of the cross-cutting competencies, communication, advocacy, housing, wastewater treatment and disposal. So this course is 45 hours. It is a huge time commitment, and our public health workforce are very busy. They're very busy people. It covers 18 sessions. With this in mind, we purposely designed a blended delivery approach for this course. It's 2 days in the classroom, followed by 13 webinars, and we end with a half-day session. This blended delivery is meant to cut down on time in the classroom, which translates to time out of the office. And for many of our public health practitioners, there really is not enough time for them to attend 45 hours of training in the classroom. And travel budgets, as we hear consistently, is being reduced and very limited. Webinars. The 13 webinars are conducted live with the instructors and the participants. They are also recorded for later viewing, so if participants aren't able to attend a live webinar session, they always have the option to go back and view these webinar sessions. What I also found interesting was people that participated in the live webinar sometimes will go back and review and listen to the webinar sessions too. So that sort of shows us the value of these sessions as they are recorded. So the challenge with webinars is making them interactive. We've all participated in webinar sessions where people can log on and continue to check their email and do work. So here are some tools we use in the webinar sessions to create an interactive online learning environment. So we use polling questions just to make sure people are still with us. You know, they're required to answer questions. They're encouraged to raise hands and participate. Handouts are emailed ahead of time, but they can also be shared right on the screen. And we conduct pre-post tests and evaluations for each and every webinar session. This is just a screenshot here, just to demonstrate how we term this as an interactive online learning environment. The participant screen is over on your right. Participants and instructors can see who is online. We don't spend the entire time presenting and giving a lecture for these webinar sessions, so case studies, polling questions are built in. So this is one example where an instructor can use this case study and conduct it either using a series of polling questions or discussion questions. A neat feature we use is also to put participants in small breakout rooms. These are virtual breakout rooms where they are tasked with a question where they can come together, discuss, and bring them back into the larger meeting room. So, the evaluation tools we use for the foundations course, pre-post tests are administered for all 18 sessions. We want to measure knowledge gain, whether or not people are learning in all 18 sessions. Individual session evaluations, we want to know, is the content relevant to them? Is it easy to understand? Were the instructors knowledgeable in the topic area, and did they encourage questions? The course satisfaction survey is administered on the very last day. Questions such as, how did the webinar technology work? Did they like the blended delivery approach? Did they get the support they need throughout the course? And usually that's my role as the teaching assistant, is to provide that support. And last but not least, we gather plenty of data from the participants. So we want to hear from the instructors as well. What worked well for them? What did not work well? What are their challenges and what are their recommendations for improving the course in future years? So in 2010, here are some findings. 31 participants completed the course. They indicated to us that they have an increased capability to performing their learning objectives for their sessions, improved knowledge, pre-post test results proved significant gain in knowledge. Their preference for webinars versus classroom varied. People really liked being able to participate virtually and not take time to travel, but at the same time, they missed and do appreciate the classroom the dynamics in the classroom with the instructors and be able to connect with other colleagues in person. So the overall evaluation is that they were satisfied with the course. This is just one student comment. Overall comments from the students were that they appreciated the content that was delivered, they appreciated the instructor's time, especially these are instructors with real-life public health practice background, so they really enjoyed the time in being able to do the level of problem solving that we can do with them in the classroom and also on the online sessions. We wanted to know, why did people come to take the course? The top two reasons are to refresh or expand knowledge. We have some very seasoned public health professionals, 10 years, 20 years in the field, coming back to take the foundations course. So they tell us that it is really to refresh and expand their knowledge. And for the newbies in public health practice, many times it's their supervisor's suggestion. We also wanted to know, how did they learn about this course? Oftentimes it's through word of mouth from a colleague that's taken the course in the past. The local public health institute sends out an e-newsletter quarterly, so we advertise the course as well. And they also hear about it from their professional association. In Massachusetts, we have six professional associations. The challenge for instructors, this is particularly for our webinar instructors. To teach via webinar takes a unique set of skills. You can be a very good presenter, but not necessarily a good educator, and the webinar environment really shows. So, in preparation for 2011, the following year, we ran two webinar workshops over the summer. where we work with our webinar instructors first to review the technology to be sure everyone is comfortable with the technology and there are no surprises on the day of. Then we go over icebreaker ideas and activities, and allow them time to be able to share teaching ideas with one another. We have some very seasoned instructors and we have some not so seasoned ones, so they're able to connect and share ideas in preparation. So not all of our pre-post test questions showed changes in knowledge, so we had to go back and review all of those questions that did not give us change in knowledge. So the review process, first going through and making sure the wording for the pre-post test questions were not confusing, and then going back to the course content to be sure the content itself is accurate and clear to our participants. So the evolution of the course, we applied those recommended changes from 2010 to 2011. In 2013, we further reduced the number of classroom hours by introducing online modules. The online modules covered the program areas like food protection and housing, but these are self-study, so people are given weekly assignments to do their background reading and learning on their own. So that way, that allows us to bring people into the classroom into active learning, problem solving. And we also introduced real-world environmental health day for the first time this year. Over 5 or 6 weeks where people are learning online, we want to be able to bring them back in person and meet with the instructors. Real-world environmental health day, first time this year. A subject matter experts panel, people had the choice to choose and attend 2 workshops. They have learned these environmental health topics through the online modules, so when they come in for real-world environmental health day, they are presented with various scenarios. So they are working in small groups with the instructors, working through housing inspections, nuisance control, rec camp inspections, and swimming pools. So bringing that real-life format into the classroom. Here are some evaluation findings from this year. Overall, people were satisfied with this blended delivery. They wanted more time for the real-world environmental health day, which tells us it was a great success. People wanted more time to attend all of the workshops. So they were better prepared. And once again, we need to spend more time and review the pre-post test instrument. Again, was it the wording or was it the content that was delivered? Another something new we learned this year, we wanted to also look at the longer term impact of the foundations course. So our evaluator also surveyed 18 foundations course participants from 2010 and 2011. So people that have completed the course 2 or 3 years ago at this point. So they indicated, pretty much all 18, that they still found the information to be helpful. Some have received raises and promotions. And we also surveyed 5 supervisors that have sent more than 1 staff to the foundations course. And the supervisors' responses confirmed that after their staff had taken the course, they were given increased responsibilities. They also noted that reasons for promotions and raises also had to in part due to their completion of the foundations course. So it was nice to see 2 or 3 years down the line we had some positive impact. So graduation, on the very last day we have graduation and we make it a big deal for them because it's a huge time commitment, 45 hours on top of their regular full-time job. This year, this past spring, we had Dr. Lauren Smith, who was interim commissioner at the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, come to speak with us. We were fortunate this year where we coupled the foundation's graduation with our fellows induction ceremony, so we had a huge audience to attend the graduation ceremony just to be able to celebrate and make it a big deal and make the course participants feel special. And lastly, this is a picture of our graduating class of 2013. Everyone is still smiling here, not because the photographer told them. And that is my contact information if you are interested in learning more. Thank you.